think it came out beautifully.
Yeah, they
did a wonderful job on it.
Sitting in the back door cafe these days is a little like taking your coffee in a wood sculpture. The backrests of the benches are covered with a beautiful geometric inlay, all made from alder. It all started in this garage on Davidoff Street, cutting 3,200 pieces of alder.
When you do things like this, you just have to be a little bit wise, and you plan everything ahead of time. This is 22.5, 45, and 90s. Yeah.
Christopher Jacoby. Actually from Texas, but I moved up to Alaska to live in Tenneke Springs, and I was there for a year and a half rebuilding the Snyder Mercantile.
Jacoby's experience working in Tenneke and sourcing local lumber for the refurbished Snyder Mercantile is an important piece of the story of the back door's alder benches, but he didn't use alder for the Snyder. The back door project has been an eye-opener.
It just shaves like butter. So very malleable and ridiculously strong. And the grain patterns and the colors are phenomenal. I mean, and even all the knots, and though I actually requested knots due to the fact that I wanted it to stand out, and you actually get the feel, you know, on the benches. And everything was tight knot. I mean, not quite to the point where you could build a boat out of it, but pretty gosh darn close. So yeah, very impressive product.
Jacoby sourced the alder from Wes Tyler, who operates Icy Straits Lumber in Hoonah. In an email, Tyler told me that he's lucky to cut between 5 and 10,000 board feet a year of alder, mostly along old logging roads where it thrives in the disturbed soil. This is alder's real claim to fame. It germinates and grows rapidly anywhere the forest has been damaged by logging or any kind of development. Turn over one shovelful of soil and an alder may grow there. It's nature's band-aid.
It puts nitrogen into the soil.
Perry Edwards is the Sitka District Ranger for the Tongass National Forest. He joins me for a cup of coffee.
That nitrogen to the soil that's then usable by spruce and by cedar and by hemlock. And so it's kind of that first thing that gets things going and sets the stage for the next.
Edwards, who, by way of disclosure, also sits on the board of KCAW, is a different kind of district ranger. He's a biologist first and a timber producer second. His district is heavily involved in habitat restoration in the aftermath of old-growth logging. He is upbeat about alder for a lot of reasons, mainly that it grows quickly on existing roads. Now it's just a matter of connecting the industrial dots.
Really, the first thing I think that we need to do is the loggers and the mill folks that we're working with need to figure out how to use this stuff. It's just not something that they've been using, the smaller diameter things, a lot. So there's that growth, that learning curve that they need to get to figure it out. How does it dry differently and how does it work differently?
The back door used to have secondhand upholstered church pews for seating. Comfortable and homey, yes. Stylish and long-lasting, not so much. Upstairs in her office, owner Elena Peterson tells me that she first considered refurbishing the old benches.
It was so much money, like thousands of dollars, and, you know, probably makes perfect sense that it would cost that much with the labor and materials and everything, but I just realized if I'm going to put that much money into these benches that I don't really love, that, you know, why wouldn't I just build, you know, something that I really love, something more custom and that serves a better purpose.
Peterson is a cafe owner, but with a professional sideline in sustainable business practices. She works for Ha'ani, the economic development arm of the regional native corporation Sea Alaska. Using local wood in the back door wasn't an epiphany, she says, because she's collaborated with the Sitka Conservation Society to source lumber for a variety of projects. Using small-scale wood is mostly a matter of connecting the same dots Perry Edwards was talking about. Peterson knew to contact Wes Tyler at Icy Straits Lumber, who saw alder as the ideal material for her cafe.
If the contractors in Sitka and say Spinards or whoever, if they take more interest in understanding how to get local lumber, then that would open it up to anyone that wants to do a project like this.
Yeah. It worked out great because we were actually able to put everything, and Wes supplied a trailer, loaded everything on the trailer for me, put it on the ferry, so I just had to back onto the ferry, pull it off, and go to work.
And because he had spent a year and a half restoring a building in Tenneke, contractor Chris Jacoby understood the logistics of local shipping. Presto, an economy is formed around the once lowly alder. What could go wrong?
As long as the ferry system's running, it's far more economical than bringing anything up from down south.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.